Welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. After the majesty of Augusta, we have two events this week, on the European Tour and the PGA Tour. The Shenzhen International on the European Tour and the RBC Heritage on the PGA Tour. As ever, Golf Betting System, full of free statistics, our unique predictor models, and also full golf betting previews across both tournaments this week. Okay, the Shenzhen International is taking place at the Zhenzong Golf Club in Shenzhen, China. It's a Neil Howarth golf course, 7,145 yard par 72. It actually hosted the Volvo China Open last season, and it averaged actually 72.65 across the four rounds of action. Okay, Bubba Watson is in town this week. I don't know how much they've offered him in terms of appearance money, but he's playing at the Shenzhen International. Let me take you through Paul Williams's, our European Tour expert's, published predictor model. Don't forget Golf Betting System, golf betting tips in the search engine of your choice. And you can come and play with our free predictor model for yourself, pull together your own tailor-made prediction. 10 is Adrian Ortegi, 100-1 with Coral. 9, Ross Fisher, 40-1 with Bet365. 8, last year's Volvo China Open winner around here, Alexander Levy, 25-1 with Coral. 7, Alvaro Quiroz, 70-1 with Bet365. 6, Bubba Watson, 15-2 with Stan James. 5, Gregory Baldy, 40-1 with Paddy Power. 4 is Andy Sullivan at 40-1 with Stan James. 3, Emiliano Grillo, 28-1 with Coral. 2, Romain Wattel, 40-1 with Coral. And number 1 is Tommy Fleetwood, 30-1 with Betfred. So Fleetwood, Wattel, Grillo, Sullivan, Baldy. In terms of Paul's tips this week, he's going for a range of players, one of them not being Bubba Watson. He actually does think, though, and it would suit Watson down to the ground. It's a course that can be overpowered. It's definitely a course where total driving and greens in regulation are very, very important. That came across in last year's Volvo China Open, where LeVay, he actually hit 11... He actually was 11th in fairways hit, 5th in greens in regulation. And when you link in a 1.63 putts per GIR performance, which was 3rd in the field, no reason he won the golf tournament at a rather tasty minus score. Okay, this week Paul is going for, he actually won at 19 under. He's going for Tommy Fleetwood, 2 points each way, 30-1 with Betfred, the predictor number one. Fleetwood going for a place in the top 64 with the world match play in mind. So, next up, Richie Ramsey, 1.5 points each way at 45-1 with Sporting Bet. Ramsey and Great Nick won a couple of weeks ago. Andrew Doat is up next, 3/4 of a point each way, 100-1 with Stan James. Another winner so far on the European Tour in Thailand a couple of weeks ago. Doat, Australian, plays very well in the Far East, also has a really good game when it comes to total driving and hitting plenty of greens at the moment. Longer shots for you, Mark Foster, 0.5 point each way at 200-1 with Bet365. And another Englishman, Ben Evans, up and coming, 0.5 point each way at 225-1 with Bet365. So that's Evans, Mark Foster, Andrew Doat, Richie Ramsey, and Tommy Fleetwood. Okay, across to the PGA Tour. A fascinating tournament last week with Jordan Spieth, and he actually is the first Masters champion since 2007 and Zach Johnson to then play the week after at the RBC Heritage at Harbourtown Golf Links. Yes, a golf links, obviously linked. Well, it's actually on the Hilton Head Peninsula in South Carolina on the Atlantic coast. Beautiful pictures of the lighthouse and, of course, the water and all of the shenanigans going on in the sea. But don't be too misled. Yes, the 18th hugs the water, and the 17th from the tee, you can see the sea behind the green. But most of this course is actually in parkland. It's a Carolina golf course, very, very tightly cropped fairways, which aren't the easiest to hit, with trees abounding each and every hole. The golf course itself features Bermuda Poa trivialis greens. It's a peat dye design, and at 7,100 yards long, a par 71, it isn't a course that can be overpowered. Fact is, it's a shot maker's course, a second shot golf course, if you like, for real technicians who can plot their way around a golf course. This is like heaven from earth. But the Bermuda grass greens, very difficult to putt on. Anything under 5 feet is difficult, and greens in regulation is extremely difficult around here. Anything around the 70% mark is likely to be very close to the top of that particular skill set this week. So you're going to have to be a fantastic putter. You're going to have to be a fantastic scrambler. Over and above that, I can see that the course is going to play potentially slightly softer this week than we've seen in recent renewals, and there isn't going to be so as much wind. So I'm expecting a slightly lower score this week than those that we've seen over the previous renewals, where GMAC and Matt Kuchar have got the job done. But throw those two into the mix. Cole Peterson, he's a real guy that plays well on classical and technical par 70s. Throw in as well Brian Gay, who won here in 2009 with a record 20 under. A short hitter, but a very, very good short game and putter. You've also got players in there like Boo Weekly. You've also got other winners in there, like Luke Donald plays extremely well around here. I think it's five top three results at this golf course, and that pretty much tells you all you need to know. It's a course where Bermuda putters thrive, and it's a very tight and technical golf course. Okay. Let me take you through my tips. We've only got a couple of minutes of the show to get these done in. My first tip this week is, interestingly enough, don't forget Brent. I did forget these two as well. Jim Furyk, a previous winner around here, and Brent Schnedeker. Tells you all you need to know. It really does. So, who am I going for this week? Well, I have to say, in terms of my predictor model, the following top five: Kevin Streelman, 50 to 1 with Sky Bet at 5. Zach Johnson at 4, 16 to 1. 3 is Jason Bone, 200 to 1 with BetVictor. 2 is Matt Kuchar, 25 to 1, the defending champion. And number 1 is Jordan Spieth, 13 to 2. So Spieth, Kuchar, Bone, Johnson, Streelman. Outside of those, if we run through to 6 to 10, Reed, Simpson, Jim Furyk, Charlie Hoffman, Charles Howell the third. Okay, if we're looking for my tips this week, I'm running, it won't surprise you, I'm sure, Zach Johnson fits this course like a hand in a glove. He was second here behind Cole Peterson in 2012. Hasn't started the season that well, but two Bermuda top tens to his name already this year. So Zach Johnson, 2 points each way at 16 to 1 with Sportingbet. Next up, another player who absolutely loves Bermuda grass greens and Tiff Eagle greens in particular, Patrick Greed, 1.5 points each way at 25 to 1 with Sportingbet. I can see Reed going extremely well this week on a course that I am sure will suit him. Over and above those two, Russell Henley, a point each way at 40 to 1 with Stan James. Henley, a winner at Wyalie in 2013, also last year at PGA National, loves Bermuda grass greens, likes tight golf courses, playing very well from tee to green, and we all know he's an exceptional putter, a bit like Brandt Snedeker. Then two longer shots, I'm going 0.5 point each way, 80 to 1 with Paddy Power, who have gone 6 places each way this week. Sean O'Hare and Jason Bone, the Carolina course specialist, 0.5 point each way at 200 to 1. Very rare you get a 200 to 1 shot in the top five of a predictor model. So Jason Bone, 200 to 1 with BetVictor. Sean O'Hare, 80 to 1 with Paddy Power. Russell Henley, 40 to 1 with Stan James. Patrick Reed, 25 to 1 with Sportingbet. Zach Johnson, 16 to 1 with Sportingbet. Thanks for listening to this week's golf betting show. I bid you a good day, and I hope you enjoy this week's golf betting. Goodbye.